Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It is another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. I am just so excited about our guest that we will be having on tonight. But before we introduce her, I want to go ahead and open us up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you. We honor you. We bless you for the day. We thank you for everything that has taken place this day. And God, as we come to this moment in time where it is all about you, Father God, we ask you to be in the midst of this interview. God, let the words that we speak, let them be edifying to you. And Lord, bless our guest as she comes on and tells the listeners, our listening audience, about some of the great things that God has done in her life and what she is doing in the kingdom of God. So God, we thank you and we give you praise, for you are so worthy. It is in your son's name, Jesus, that we pray. Amen and amen. Well, Kingdom citizens, how was your day today? Well, my day was very relaxed, and I had the opportunity this weekend to go to a wonderful retreat in Myrtle Beach, which was all women. And when I tell you, they always say that, you know, women can't get together and have a good time in the Lord. We got together and had an awesome time in the Lord. And for that, I thank him for allowing me to be a part of that. Well, we got a special guest for you tonight. Her name is Keisha Rainey. And I'm going to read a little bit about Keisha before I bring her on the air. It says, born in Nashville, Tennessee, the Music City, the USA, home to the gospel music industry, Keisha Rainey always had a long, lifelong dream of being a vocal artist. Known for her ability to artistically and effectively fuse gospel and contemporary music together, the start, like most, would come from singing in her church choir. As young as 6 years old, Rainey, she's an active praise and worship leader at her home church. She has been compared to the legendary hard-working Vicki Winans, seeking to always finish what she has started. May 6, 2014, Keisha released her brand new sophomore project entitled Lord You. This project consists of 10 hot tracks produced by One Stage Music Group out of Nashville, Tennessee. And without further ado, I would love to bring on this awesome woman of God. Keisha, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing? I'm doing fantastic. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic as well. Glad to be on the line with you.
Oh, I'm so glad you took the time out of your busy schedule, because I was reading your bio, young lady, and you are a very, very busy woman. My God. I want you to tell our listening audience what you got going on.
Man, I am so excited about what God is doing in my ministry. Right now, I am working on my third project. I am actually in the studio. I am working with a brand new producer, Derek Lee, and this project is going to be amazing. I'm speaking that into existence right now. I am so excited. I am so excited about it, and I know the people are going to be blessed that listen to it, and I'm just excited about what God is going to do with this project.
Wow, that is fantastic. I'm so glad that we were able to get you on our show tonight. Now, I was reading, you know, a lot of your bio, and I know that you've had the opportunity to sing with some of the greats. But I want to take it a little bit. Our show is very, very laid back. Just kind of tell them a little bit about Keisha, about your heart, why you believe God has destined you to be the vocal voice in the kingdom of God during this time. How you knew at such an early age, even though I know you were singing six years old, how you really truly knew that this was what God had called you to do.
Wow. Like you said, as you were reading my bio, I've been singing since I was 6 years old, and that was basically in the church. But I was probably singing while I was in my mom's womb, is what I always say. Because I just love to sing. You know, I just love to sing, and I've always... since I was a kid, I always wanted to be on the biggest stage. So it wasn't even, you know, early on that I knew that I was going to be singing gospel. I've been singing, I've been in the church all of my life, but I was not, as they say, the term churchy. you know, we would listen to gospel music on Sunday mornings, you know, on the way to church or before church, you know, getting ready or, you know, watching Bobby Jones gospel. But it wasn't necessarily the main thing that we listened to. So I was always, you know, I love all types of music. So I was listening to R&B, pop, whatever, you know, country, all those different things. And so, which is kind of, you know, where my style comes from. I think all of those different genres in one. And so when I was actually doing some vocal work, some background singing for several artists for a company. And the question came, what style of music are you going to do? And that's where gospel came into play, because I had been in church and just, you know, God has been so good to me. And so it was like, well, I mean, wouldn't that be the right thing to sing is gospel? You know what I mean? What else would I, you know, why would I choose anything other than that? You know? So that was kind of where that path came, you know, in starting to sing gospel music. And from there, I was actually with the company, the company that I was doing background vocals for. And it ended not so good, not so good.
Wow.
And and it was, it took me to a place where I no longer wanted to sing. I no longer had a passion for it, and I was questioning God whether this was what I was supposed to be doing.
Wow.
And
you know what?
Yeah.
I love that. I'm gonna stop you right there, because that's one of the things. I know a lot of times we'll have people on the line that a lot of, you know, up and coming artists, some people that are at different places in their lives, you know, whatever they're doing. But talk about sometimes when you're in that place, because I love when artists can be able to be real and transparent and talk about where, you know, it ain't always been, you know, sunshine and roses. Sometimes there's a dark place that you can get into. Trust me, I can relate to that. So kind of talk about that and talk about the process of how God really just brought you out, you know, to where you are now.
This was, and really being being an artist, this was actually very early in my career of singing. So this was kind of the first thing that I saw coming into the industry. And I wasn't even fully in the industry at that time. So, you know, it was a shocker for me, because the people I was working with, I thought they had my best interest at heart, but they didn't. I was taking pictures and paid for the pictures, and they were saying I couldn't use the pictures. You know, it was just different things like that. It was just a lot of different things. And what I had to get to, actually, once I left the company, it was me and another and a couple of other ladies. We were doing voice lessons and different things like that. And when we all kind of talked, because you know how you have several people within a company and everybody feels the same way, but nobody says anything. So you really didn't know until four years later, that everybody felt the same way. And it's like, okay, well, why didn't you say something? Well, why didn't you? So it was kind of that situation. And so then it was like relief when we all kind of came together and talked and was like, we were all feeling the same way. And so when we went to the company and we're like, you know, we're no longer going to be a part of this, they were like, well, you won't make it without me. Well, the kind of person that I am, I'm going to prove you wrong. So it was one of, you know, it was one of those things where, okay, I can show you, you know, let me just show you. And I was angry. I was angry, you know, because I'm like, man, how could somebody do this to me after, you know, I'm one of those, I'm a grinder. I work hard, you know, especially when I know that God has something for me and he's showing me what I need to do. It's like, I'm going to get up in there and I'm going to work hard to make it happen. And so for that to happen, it was like hitting a brick wall. It was like hitting a brick wall. And like I said, I lost the passion for singing. I had a radio angel here in Nashville who wanted me to sing on his birthday celebration, and this was probably a few months after it happened, after I left the company and, you know, just had that place. And I did, and so I sung, and I actually had a couple of guys who approached me about working with them. At that time, I was like, no, I'm not working with anybody else. You know, I just got out of a situation. No, do not ask me about it. You, no. And, you know, and so because why get out of one situation and go right into another when you hadn't even talked to God about this last situation and what you need to do now, you know? And so I understood that. Like, I need to be talking to God right now to see where I am, where I need to go, and things like that. And so I prayed about it. I prayed about it. And I knew that this was what God was wanting me to do. I knew I was supposed to be singing. I knew I was supposed to be, you know, blessing people and ministering to the lost, people who don't know who God is, in my own unique way. I knew that God had, it was something special. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I knew I had something special, you know, that God had given me. And so once I understood that, it was like, okay, Keisha, it's time for you to get out of this pity party and let's get to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually a year later, the guys came to me again, and actually I'm actually working with them now. They are my producers. They're my label, my manager, and it's Donnie Darrell and the Joy Boys, which was a quartet group. And they basically took me under their wing. They were there that night, of course, when I sung, and they liked what they heard. So a year later, after I had, you know, kind of spent some time with God and just getting myself together, we started working on my debut album, Breakthrough. And then after that, I got a chance to go on to Bobby Jones Gospel and do the premiere show with Mary Mary, Keith Wonderboy Johnson, and Dorothy Norwood. And that's all from being around Dr. Bobby Jones, being able to meet him. He actually heard me sing. And that was an up and down situation, because when he first heard me, my track skipped. And I'm thinking, okay, it's over. Yeah, I'm like, what else could go wrong, you know? My track skipped. I'm like, Lord, okay, I'm just going to go to my seat, you know, just wait till it's over. And as I'm going to my seat, he called me back up. He was like, where are you going? He was like, where have you been? You know, because I was from Nashville. Mm-hmm. He's from Nashville, or, you know, a small city right outside of Nashville. He had never heard of me. And, you know, he was just like, wow, star. And from that point on, God just used him to open up those doors to give me the biggest platform in gospel music, not only one time, but twice. I got a chance to sing on the Word Network, and then go to Bobby Jones Gospel, and now I'm also singing on the Impact Network. So God is just really amazing. Even through the ups and the downs, it just built my character, my endurance. It built me as a person and who I am now, because in this industry, you have to have tough skin.
You have to.
And so you learn that. And I learned that early on. And one thing I was thankful for, even when the whole just being angry and just, oh, I couldn't believe this happened, I was so thankful that it happened early on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I understood that it could have been worse. It could have been in this place where I am right now. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
It's like in every bad situation, you still have to look at the positive. And so that's what I was able to do in that situation. So I'm thankful for God and all that he's doing. I'm thankful for the ups, and I'm thankful for the downs. So,
That's beautiful. And I love for artists to come on and talk about that, because, you know, like I said earlier, it's all not going to always be easy, but you got to know who you are and whose you are in Christ and believe that what he has told you and the positive down in you and what he told you at an early age was going to come to pass, and those doors began to open for you. And that's just, I'm so happy for you. And I just
love it
when people can come on and just be transparent and share that information. Now, you're a praise and worship leader at your church. Tell our listening audience, you know, what church are you a part of? And tell us about, you know, anything work that you do in the church right now.
Well, actually, I go to Simeon Baptist Church in Antioch, Tennessee, which is right, it's like one street over from Nashville. So it's, you know, it's right there. And I love to serve. I love to serve. I think that is so important, you know, outside of doing ministry, you know, being an artist and things like that. I think it's so important to be able to serve at your local church. So right now I am a worship leader. I direct. I handle a lot of the music side of our church, the music ministry. So I direct. I handle all of that. I do sound, anything music. Yeah, anything music, I'm pretty much over. And I love every bit of it.
Well,
I love every
fantastic.
Bit of it.
I love it. Now, tell me about your new project that you got coming out, Lord You. Did you write some of it? Did your producers write? Did you guys collaborate? Kind of talk about how that body of music came about.
So Lord You is actually out now. This is the project that, this is the project that I released last year. I would call it 10 Amazing Tracks. It's 10 Amazing Tracks, and you get from rock to worship to R&B. It's definitely a melting pot of different genres. And I did do a lot of writing on it. As well as my producer, we co-wrote a couple of songs on there. I think I did maybe 6 or 7, and then I had one of the guy who is my manager, Donnie, he wrote a couple of songs on it as well. So had some amazing people that I worked with. Jonathan Winstead was the producer, executive producer. As well as Luther Young and Chris Carr, they were the co-producers in it, and I just wanted it to be something that was, of course, out of the box, that represented who I was as an artist, and I think it does that, and people are loving the songs on there. People have their favorites, and so I'm excited about it. It's doing great, and so we released that last year, and now we're working on another one. Currently.
When are you looking for that one to be released as well?
We do not have a date yet because we are in we're at the beginning stages of it. We've got one done and one being mixed now, and so once I'll be excited once we get that one mixed, and then we should be releasing the single pretty soon. It will be released in 2016. We don't have a set date yet. We're just kind of trying to, you know, get the mixing and all that done so that we can set a date. But I'm so excited about it. and I know people can't wait for it to come out. So we're really looking forward to that.
I know I can't wait.
Yeah.
You definitely have to let us know when that's released, because we'll definitely promote that and pump it up on our Facebook page and our Twitter page so people can definitely come out and support you. Now, I kind of wanted to kick you back a little bit. How did you have time to really juggle everything that you're doing? Because, you know, as an artist, you know, we have to have the time for ourselves. So kind of talk about what do you do on your downtime, you know, away from the music that kind of keeps you, you know, at a level where, you know, oh, I'm just not scattered and going everywhere and doing everything. So kind of talk about that, because that's very, very important to have that balance.
It is very important, and it's something that I try to work on daily, because my mind is constantly music. and it's very hard to turn on and turn off. It's very hard, but you have to do it. You have to do it to stay sane. and like you said, to find balance in life. So I love to play sports, and really I actually listen to music all the time. Even if I'm not writing or something like that, I'm still listening to music because I'm always trying to perfect my craft.
That is awesome.
On stage, thank you. I always try to make sure I perfect my craft. So I'm studying in some form, to do that. So that is something that I'm still working on. So pray for me, okay?
Mm-hmm. I will. Trust me, I'm right there with you. Look, I still work a 9-to-5, and I juggle a lot of things: marriage, you know, chill, you know, my grandkids, because my children are all grown. But it is, you know, just having time for yourself and just getting in that place where, you know, you want to pamper and take care of yourself. It is, but it's all about time management. So I definitely will be praying
That's
with
right.
you, because I can understand that. I wanted to also go back and kind of tell our listening audience, what are your aspirations? What do you see yourself doing? Is there any other thing like plays you'd like to do? Do you write? Is there books inside you? You know, kind of tell our listening audience, are there some future inspirations that you want to do outside of music?
Outside of music. Actually, I was in my first play this past summer, 2015. It was called Where Did I Go Wrong? And it was based around domestic violence. And so that was actually, I made my debut in acting on that day. And so, and it was awesome. And it was actually on a big stage. So, and I got a chance to co-star with, what is her name? From Good Times. I can't even think of her name.
Bernice, is it
Thelma.
Bernadette? Thelma.
Yes, Bernadette.
Yeah,
Bernadette
Peters. Wow,
yes,
how was that experience?
She is so sweet. Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, she is so amazing. She is so good at what she does. So good at what she does. But she, like, she would work with me, like, because I was a character who had been abused in a relationship, and I was on drugs. And so she would show me, you know, what it looked like to be a crackhead and, you know, what she had to do. But she was so sweet and, like, just gentle. Like, she had the most gentle voice, and just her demeanor, just everything about her was so sweet. And I loved, I didn't have to be intimidated by her, because at first I was like, oh, my goodness, okay, how's this going to be, you know, I'm dealing with somebody that's been, you know what I mean, in TV and all of that. And it was, I think, a shocker for me, from going from practice to the stage, though. I wasn't ready for it. Well, mentally, of course, you know, of course, when the curtains went up, it was like, okay, let's go. But I was like, okay, here we go, you know, because it was different. But I thank God for that opportunity and that challenge, because I love to be challenged in everything that I do, because it grows me. And also it sets me up for bigger things in music as well. And so that's what I'm looking for, just opportunities that can grow me in my music, whether it's mainstream, just different things like that. I'm open to whatever God has for me. And so whatever that is, I'm open to anything, because I believe we serve an out-of-the-box God.
Yes.
And so so I'm looking forward to all that he has for me, And so I'm excited about what is to come.
Amen. I'm so excited for you. Now, if you had a young and up-and-coming artist come to you for, you know, some guidance and advice, what would you tell them?
Stay true to you. Stay true to you. Know what where God has taken you. Knowing if that is, are you supposed to be an artist? Because some people are supposed to be in the choir, if we can be real. Everybody is not made out to be an artist. That's basically what I'm saying. Know what your call is. And that's basically from seeking God to what it is you're supposed to be doing. Stay around positive people.
Yes.
People who are going to give you constructive criticism, though. You can't always have just the negative or just the positive. You've got to have a balance of somebody that's going to tell you when you're doing good, somebody that's going to tell you when you're not, and also can tell you what it is that you need to work on to better yourself.
Yes.
And I'm thankful to have Donnie Darrell and Joy Boys. That's the group that I'm under, and they've been in the business for 35 years.
Wow.
And so they, it's been a blessing. And so they watch me when I'm on stage, and they let me know what it is I need to work on, when I did good, and when I didn't do good. They let me know that too. You know, but you have to have balance and all of that, because it only makes you grow as an artist. You don't want somebody just constantly telling you you did good, because something's not right about that.
Yes.
You know, because there's always something that we can be better in and work on, you know what I mean, to grow as an artist.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what the artistry is about, and being creative. But those are just some of the things I would say. And you know what? One of the main things is being humble.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
You can have a gift, but be sitting at home because nobody wants to work with you.
Ooh, say that again. Oh, my gosh.
You can have the gift, but be sitting at home because nobody wants to work with you. Humble is the only way. It is the only way.
Amen.
Because that'll
Amen.
Take you places that your gift cannot, that your talent cannot. You know, people will work with you just because you're a sweetheart, or, you know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
you're sweet, because
yeah.
you're nice, because you're easy to work with. You know, yeah, those doors will open just because of that, not necessarily
that so
because
true.
Of your talent. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, I
yeah.
love that. I love that. And that's the number one thing. And I think, you know, we see, you know, I mean, gospel is, it's hard to really, you know, break into that genre, but there are so many independent artists, and we have a lot of course, you know, our professional, you know, artists that are out there, but, you know, a lot of talented indie artists, and sometimes they don't get the recognition that they deserve.
Man.
So that is
Ooh.
True. You have to be careful and make sure that you don't make yourself haughty, or, you know, like you said, or oh, it's all about me, you know, and the runs and all that kind
yeah.
of stuff. But because if the anointing isn't in it, it can't, you know, it's not going to reach the heart of the people that it needs
That's
to reach.
Right.
So, now, who do people you sound like? Because I know in your bio it said you're the hardest, you work hard like Vicky Winans. Do people compare you to Vicky Winans, or, you know,
no.
kind of who do they say you sound like sometimes when you're out and you're ministering?
Well, they were saying Vicky Winans just because she works really hard. I'm a grinder, and she's, Vicky Winans is like the hardest businesswoman that I know. And I've actually
yeah.
been told that a couple of times that I remind them of her. So sound-wise, you know what? That's a hard one, because I don't necessarily think I sound like anybody. I think I have my own style. When I first came into gospel music and really started listening to gospel music, the person that I looked up to was Yolanda Adams.
Yes.
She inspired me. I watched her vocal ability. I would watch her mouth when she sung, and just all of that. So, I mean, I guess maybe her. I don't know. I don't necessarily think I have. I don't know. I think I have my own sound. So if
but
somebody knows, let me know.
Well, that's good, because that's really what people are looking for. They're looking for the uniqueness.
Yeah.
And God made us unique anyway. He didn't want
that's
us to
right.
you know, be copycats of somebody else anyway. So I love the way you said that, because that's one thing that I try to get people to understand. When you're getting in the business, people are looking for uniqueness. They don't want you to sound like
exactly.
someone else. They want you to sound exactly who God intended for you to be, and for you to walk in them. Well, tell our listening audience, where can we find you? Tell them about your website, your Facebook, Twitter. Where can we find you on social media?
Okay, so I am all over social media, okay? I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Periscope. The spelling of my name is Keisha with two E's, KeishaRainey, okay, Keisha Rainey. And you can find Keisha Rainey on Twitter, so it's at Keisha Rainey on Twitter, at Keisha Rainey on Instagram, at Keisha Rainey on Periscope, and you can put, it's Keisha Rainey Music on under my Facebook fan page, but you can still put Keisha Rainey, and I'll come up. My brand is my red hair, so if you look me up and you see red hair, then you found me. So make sure you follow me. Yes, that's it. If you see red hair, then that's
look, I'm gonna tell my list. Look, I'm gonna tell my list on. You can't get her on Facebook, guys, because she's already to the max. I even tried to friend her. I couldn't get in. She was already to the max, but I am following her. So I just want to let you guys know that. But don't get disappointed if you can't get in there. But
I'm glad you said that, because that's my personal page is full, but my fan page isn't. You can follow me. Go and like my, like I said, you can do Keisha Rainey Music,
okay.
And that's my fan page. And so
okay,
go and like
okay.
my fan page, and yeah, and then you can find out everything about my ministry, all the updates, all of that,
cool.
and what's going on with me. So yeah,
right,
go and like those, and also, and my music is on iTunes, Amazon. What is it? Two of my projects, Breakthrough, and Lord You. They're both on. Any of them, any of your digital download stores, your favorite one, as well as my Christmas song. I have a Christmas song as well that's on there. And so you can find all of my music on there. Connect with me, and I do speak back. So shoot me something. Let me know that you were listening to the show, and then I will return that.
Amen. Oh, wow. Keisha, we are at the top of the hour. Our show is only 30 minutes long. Look, we need to start making our show hour long, but I so appreciate you coming on with us. One of the things that I always ask our guests to do, if you would close our show out with a word of prayer, I would love for you to do that for us. But before we do that, Kingdom Citizens, you guys know that we have picked up two additional days of the week. We're now on Monday and Fridays. We were doing just Wednesdays, but since we have gotten so many phenomenal people and people wanting to come on and to tell their story, and we want to give them the exposure that we know that they will get when they come on here. I mean, there's so many different radio shows and blog talk shows, but, you know, we just have that special Kingdom Citizens group that we appreciate you and love you for supporting Let's Talk Kingdom. So we will have another show on Wednesday, and we want you to come in and tune in at the same time at 6:30. And so, Keisha, if you will, please close us out with a word of prayer.
Yes. Dear God, we just thank you, and we just praise you for who you are, God.
Yes.
We bless you. God, I thank you so much for the show, Let's Talk Kingdom, and all that Katrina is doing. God, I ask you right now to bless her and her ministry and all that she is doing for the kingdom, God. Lord, I thank you for allowing her to have me on the show, God. And I thank you for this platform and all the souls that it's going to reach, the lost, Lord. And I thank you right now in advance for all those that will come to know you, God, that will bless you, God, for who you are. And, Lord, we just thank you for every artist that's listening right now, God. I ask you to touch them, God. I ask you to bless their ministry, God, and what you would have them to do. Show them what you would have them to do. Speak to them, God. And I just thank you, bless you, Lord, and allow us to have a great rest of the week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, Kingdom Citizens, we are going to close out the show. We thank you so much for tuning in. And as we always say, let's talk. Keisha, you be blessed. We're going to have you on at
you
another
too.
Time.
Thank you so much.